and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV Photomax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV Photomax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for four summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services. Where quality is a way of life. Visit GoYoders.com.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. It's rivalry week in the upstate yet again on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. The JL Man Patriots head on the road to face off against the Greenville Red Raiders in a Spirit Week matchup between two heated rivals. Join us live here on The Roar this Friday night and every Friday night, where every day is game day.
Walt Thibb, Tule Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to. It's going to be college football all day, a little NFL, and just another couple minutes on Clemson basketball in a minute. Before I do that, let me get to Trey on Clemson football. Trey, how are you, Trey? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Hey, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions and get your thoughts on some NIL stuff. Okay, first of all, you know, a lot of Clemson fans right now, we're trying to find answers, and a lot of people are saying NIL. But do you know, like, a roughly estimate on, say Clemson, say Dabo did want to go out and get a bunch of transfers? Like, realistically, what do you think a good amount is, like, as far as, like, budget-wise, like, compared to, like, teams like Ohio State and some of the, you know, the higher NIL teams? Like, my first question is, like, realistically, what do you think Clemson has the potential to begin with to go out and get guys? And then also, along with that, do you think it's time to try to maybe start looking at getting more transfers?
Trey, you broke up on me a little bit there at the end, the last thing you said. Did we lose him, Trey? Okay, I think we lost him. Well, first of all, you know, Clemson has money. I'm not, Do they have Ohio State money or Texas money? Maybe not, but I'm not worried about that. Look, I'm going to answer this the way I answered it the other day. I'm not asking Clemson to go out and get the $10 million guys. You know, and honestly, a lot of those guys haven't worked out that well anyway. I'm asking Clemson to go get 8 Will Helds. If you understand what I'm saying. I mean, I don't think you have to go right to the top rung to help your football team. I think you need to get positional challenges and guys who can play. And there are guys that can play at every level. I mean, there's choices for everybody. I mean, you know, Clemson went out and found a Will Held. They found a Tristan Smith, although really haven't played him yet. I mean, by the way, I still don't quite get that disconnect. I don't get the disconnect of this guy balled out all fall, and then once the season began, he stopped practicing hard. I'm puzzled by that. Unless he was unhappy that he found out he wasn't playing after he balled out all fall, then I guess I could understand it. There's some sort of strange disconnect there. But, you know, what I'm saying is you don't have to get the $10 million guys. You can find plenty of good football players to help your team. And the difference between winning and losing is slight. It's not that much. You know, so if you add players to the body of your football team, I think you can close that gap. It's like I said earlier, Trey, if I give you an example with Team A. Team A and Team B are basically about the same level teams. Team A goes out and adds 8 guys from the transfer portal. Team B adds 3. Okay, and Team A winds up playing Team B. Who wins? Team A wins. They added more help. They took advantage of the pool of players, and they added more help. It's just another pool of players. I think that's how you have to look at it at this point. I don't think it damages your culture. Could you damage your culture if you had 50 guys? Yeah, you could. Ole Miss adds a ton of guys every year, and their culture seems to be fine in terms of winning football games. I'm not asking Clemson to add, you know, Ole Miss type of transfer portal numbers. I'm saying you add 7-8 guys, and that's really what most of the top teams do. That's what Georgia does. That's what Ohio State does. I mean, what did Ohio State add this year? I think 8. I think exactly 8. I think that feels like the right kind of number for Clemson's football program. And if you had added 8 Will Helds, and again, for much of the process, Will Held was ranked down in on 3 numbers, etc., at like 250, and they eventually raised him a little bit. I don't even know if he was 250 for a while. But you know, those kind of guys are out there, and they're certainly attainable, and Clemson can 100% afford those type of guys. And I think if you had added, you know, 8 of those guys, you know, look, I don't know what it cost Mississippi State to land Fluff Bothwell, but Fluff Bothwell 100% could help this football team. And I said it the entire time the portal was open. You know, people didn't even know who he was. But he was a true freshman at South Alabama who averaged like 8 yards a carry. And Mississippi, he went and wound up going to Mississippi State. And, you know, they don't have the most money on earth. And he's averaging 6 yards a carry for them. And it feels like he's just sort of getting going. I mean, he's a 230-pound back with some juice who is physically ready to contribute. Because, again, he was great last year for South Alabama. So I think those kind of guys are very attainable for Clemson, and I think it's the direction that the Tigers are going to have to go in. I don't think you can. I think reflection will lead to change. I don't think you can maintain the status quo. It's not going to be good enough for what Dabo Swinney wants to get to. And there are concerns next year. I mean, again, does Clemson have to go get a quarterback? As of today, I would say yes. I mean, that's not a position that I necessarily anticipated Clemson needing for next year. But as of now, just based on eye tests, you know, look, there's a dilemma. You know, you don't get to see these things in practice. And I also think maybe Clemson should open that up more. I really do. I think it might be time to do that. That might help bridge this gap between the things that are said and what people are anticipating to happen, you know, based on the things that are said. You know, in other words, if you could really watch some of these guys, you might have a better feel for that. And then maybe you wouldn't have some of the concerns that you have right now, which are pretty clear. The fan base believes, and I think rightfully so, that there's a major disconnect between what they're told about players and the reality of those players at this point. I think that's almost inarguable. So where it goes from here, we'll see. But I do expect Clemson to go to be much more aggressive in the transfer portal, and we'll see how that plays out. All right, back to Clemson basketball for a minute. So let's start with this, okay? Because Don Peppers asked me this. He said, you know, after the Brad Brownell interview, he said, okay, well, I know Brad's not going to tell us who the starters will be, but you think the same way, and, you know, you guys share a lot of basketball talk together, so what do you think? Okay, well, here's what I think for starters, okay? I think the two guarantees are Dylan Hunter and Nick Davidson. I think those are the two guarantees. I think if Carter Welling was 100% healthy, he might be a guarantee. I think that either Welling or Chase Thompson is going to start. And the other's going to play a lot. That'd be my belief. I like both of these guys for different reasons. And, you know, we're talking about fours right now. All right, just to be clear. Welling, we could be talking about a five. So Welling could be a five, and Thompson could be a four. All right, that's sort of how I view it. We've moved towards more of a positionless basketball world, but that's how I would view it. Now, Thompson is a four with some three skills. You know, and so he could certainly potentially play that role as well. So I'm interested to see how that plays out. The reason I think that Clemson needs Welling is because Welling gives you a bigger, strong body who can defend ball screen action. From a ball screen coverage standpoint, I think Welling has a chance to be elite, to be a guy that can really step out in the perimeter and recover. I think he has that capacity. Victor gave you more of that than PJ did. I think Welling can give you some of that and maybe more. This question that Robert asked before on the high-low element, you know, look, just look at some of the pieces, all right? R.J. Gottfried is a guy who basically is going to play from 15 feet on in. He'll occasionally hit a three, but basically he's a guy who's going to play from 15 feet to the rim. And I like him best when he's attacking the rim because he's explosive and he's powerful, and that's when I like him best. Could you conceivably play high-low with Nick Davidson and R.J. Gottfried? I don't know, maybe to a degree. Generally, when you're looking for players who can play the high-low role, you're looking for bigger-bodied guys with versatile skill sets. In other words, they've got to be able to hit a face-up jump. Hello?
Ghost in the machine.
Oh, how about that? They've got to be able to hit a face-up jumper. For a second, I was like, what? Wait, where am I on the clock?
Me too.
Yeah. I think when you're looking for guys to fill that role, they've got to be guys who have, in theory, the ability to step out and face up from three, put the ball on the floor a little bit, and be good passers, that's basically an essential. If you're going to play high-low, you've got to have a guy who can play that role. I think Chase Thompson can play that role. I actually think Carter Welling can play that role. Now, in the high-low that I would imagine, it would probably be Davidson high and Welling low. All right, so I think you could see some combination of that. But you've got interesting baseline pieces. And then, you know, at the three, you know, Dabo Swinney talked about these three guys competing for playing time at the three, and that's Buddha Johnson, Dallas Thomas, and Jake Waleen. And that's how it's pronounced, by the way, Waleen. Waleen, at 6'10", is a pretty athletic dude. He's more athletic than people realize. You know, he hasn't played a ton, but you could see the athletic potential. He's another long guy. This team has a lot of length, and you got a lot of these body types that are 6'9", 6'10", on this basketball team. It's sorting them out. Look, there were big expectations for Dallas Thomas when he got here, and I think there still are. Dallas needed to get stronger. That was the first thing. He needed to get stronger physically, without question. And he's going to be in competition with Jake Wallin at the three, as is Buddy Johnson, as Brad mentioned. It sounded like Brad thought, at least at this point, and again, things are just getting going, it sounded like Brad thought more of Buddy Johnson as the three than a two. And that would mean a smaller lineup, you know, if you're going to play Buddy Johnson at the three. But he's also going to play some at the two. I don't think there's any question about that. My other starter would be, listen, I think the things that Brad said about Ace Buckner are really, really interesting. I'm not ruling him out for anything, all right? I would think that Zach Foster is going to start. I just think that from a sheer talent standpoint, that he may be the most talented player on the team. I think he's the next great high school player. Now, again, this may turn out to be Chase Thompson. And then Brad quickly threw in Ace Buckner into that conversation. He talked about Greg Buckner and the family line and the genes, the intensity, and you know, the way he plays. You know, again, when we originally talked to Brad about Ace Buckner, the talk was about defensive stopper. You know, you've lost a couple of those guys. You need another guy to play that role. And Brad was very high on Ace Buckner in that regard. That has changed. You know, when we had this conversation the other day, you know, Brad talked about his expanding offensive game and his quickness, his explosiveness. And so that conversation has changed. And Brad was quick to enter his name in this conversation that I was having about the potential of Zach Foster. You know, I said, you know, is Zach Foster the next great high school player here? And Brad was, yeah, he could be. And then he said, but then he was quick to add that, you know, it could be Chase Thompson. It could also be Ace Buckner. So Brad's basically being very inclusive of everybody, and he's not telling any tales or any secrets right now in terms of how this unfolds. So, you know, I think you're going to have to consider the possibility that Ace Buckner could be in line to potentially start as well. That's why you can't answer this as yet. Again, if I'm guessing right now, I think Dylan Hunter is clearly a starter. I think Nick Davidson is clearly a starter. I would think that Zach Foster is going to start based on just his total game. He's also a little bigger and stronger. You know, he's originally listed at 6'4", 180. I think he's like 195 now. So that will benefit him. You know, he's a bigger guard. He has a versatile skill set. He can handle the ball. He plays with his head up. He can shoot the ball. What's really nice about Zach Foster is he plays a composed game for a guy with his athleticism and his ability. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. Bring your home to life at the Upstate's premier gallery of recliners, mattresses, sofas, and more. Our staff has a combined nearly century of experience and are ready to help get you the comfort you need. With the brand names you trust, like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Flexsteel, and more, plus special financing, it's never been easier. Life is short. Put your feet up at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 Bypass in Easley.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at ChickasawPointGolf.com.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
Tiger Nation, Kay Klubnik here reminding you about Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. People are coming from all over the upstate to purchase their Silverado from Fred Caldwell. It's about the ease, speed, and transparency. We call it EST. That's the game plan to make your purchase the best experience ever. You can call or text Martin McKinley directly on his cell, 704-534-1014. That's 704-534-1014. He'll handle you right over the phone or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our Central Clemson communities.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta-potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hey, y'all. Robert Kraft here, owner of New Teak Boutique. Here to tell you about something new. Four Men on Exchange, a men's specialty shop on the square in downtown Pendleton, just across the street from New Teak Boutique. From gifts to men's and women's wear, we've got you covered head to toe. Window shop, shop for yourself, or for a friend. We're just glad you're here. Find Four Men on Exchange on Facebook and Instagram for updates and more. Four Men on Exchange on the square in downtown Pendleton. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Soldana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24 monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome to the Road Rage. And people are watching the Ryder Cup. It's more bad news. Does not look good. Doesn't look good. It basically never does look good for us. I mean, maybe we should stop caring so much about this because we apparently suck at it. seriously, I mean, I don't know. This is disappointing. It felt like going into this, like we had some momentum, like there was some juice, like there was some talk, and but we're not seeing it so far. Europe up 3-1, and it looks to me like most of these are leaning their way. So not good. We have Thomas and Young. That's it. That's our claim to fame so far in the Friday afternoon four ball. So not looking good for the Ryder Cup as of now. All right, Ramona, we have lots to get to. I want to start breaking down some of the big college football games. And we'll get to tonight's games. We'll have some road rage guarantees for you, too. All that is coming your way. Also, we will have – let me tell you about – well, I would, Ramona, but I don't see where my – oh, here we are. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. It doesn't get better than Underdog. Football season is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower in stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. 5,000 times your cash. All right, right now, I made another Underdog play a little bit ago. And I'm going to be making many more because, you know, that's what I do every weekend. And I'm going to get some baseball action in today, too. I don't know if I'll be going four against my Mets. In any case, let me tell you what I have going right now. And it's pretty simple. I just have two plays thus far, and they're both with just two players. I have Jeremiah Love higher than 103.5 rushing yards. For Notre Dame versus Arkansas. Arkansas's rush defense sucks. They're giving up 5.1 or 5.2 yards a carry. So I like Jeremiah Love. He's starting to get the workload back, and I think he will certainly have it in this game. Notre Dame is going to want to run the ball and keep it away from Arkansas. I also took Taylen Green higher than 51.5 rushing yards because Green is just a freak athlete, and Notre Dame's defense has not been good. So that was one play. And then I played for tonight in the Florida State-Virginia game. This may surprise some people. I took Thomas Castellanos higher than 50.5 rushing yards, and I took Chandler Morris higher than 16.5 rushing yards. I took the two quarterbacks to go over their higher than their rushing yard numbers. Higher than their rushing yard numbers. So Jeremiah Love higher than 103.5, Taylen Green higher than 51.5, in the other play, Chandler Morris higher than 16.5, Thomas Castellanos higher than 50.5. I just realized, Ramona, I have three quarterbacks to go higher than their rushing yards in these two plays. I like quarterback rushing yards when the quarterbacks have mobility. I find that these things normally go higher, and I think this will be no exception. So I'm good with those two, but I'm going to have many more. But those are the two things I have going right now on Underdog. You should absolutely get in on Underdog. There's never been a better time, and right now they have upped the bonus. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets down on underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_dfs_.html for details. Conserve with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. About that. It's Underdog. I have two plays. I'll have 10 or 12 before, who knows, maybe even before the day is over. You know, I also need to take, I have no idea what's going on with my season-long stuff. I'm a little disappointed because both local quarterbacks, I think, are letting me down. Let's see. What do I have? I don't even remember what I have. I made that play before the season. Okay, I have Kevin Jennings to go higher than 27.49.5. I guess I'm on track for that. It seems like I would be based on what Jennings has done to date. Cade Klubnik, not good. I had Cade Klubnik going higher than 28.5 passing TDs. Yeah, well, he's going to have to really, really get busy to get to 28.5 passing TDs. Does not look good. There's no part of that look good. I mean, I don't even know how much longer he's going to be the quarterback for. So that doesn't seem like it's going well. What's he have? I think he has six so far, right? Six TD passes? Yeah, he's way, way behind the pace he needs to be. I would need him, Dev. You know, North Carolina sucks, so hopefully Cade throws 6 touchdown passes against North Carolina and get himself on track and get my underdog play on track. Some of these are just too soon to know. Lenore Sellers, I took him higher than 19.5 passing TDs. He needs to get going. What's he have, 4? I mean, the first few games, they didn't even let him throw the ball. They seem like they're finally going to let him throw it. So that might help him there. Fernando Mendoza looks like an easy win. Katron Allen looks like that'll be a win. Nicholas Singleton. My man Nicholas Singleton needs to get going. I mean, really get going. I mean, he's averaging 4.4 yards a carry. That's just unthinkable. I mean, and they haven't played anybody yet. We'll find out whether that changes versus Oregon. Jonah Coleman, that looks like a win. Sam Levitt, his number wasn't very high, so even though he hasn't been very good, that still looks like that'll hit. So we'll see. I mean, maybe the biggest problem are the two quarterbacks in the state. So we'll see. They need to get freaking going. Let's go. Because Ramona, I played that. How did I play that thing? Let me see. I played it as a flex $100 entry. If I hit 8 of 8, Ramona, on that deal,
yeah,
I would win $7,280.
Really?
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
If I hit 7 of 8, I'd win $300, and 6 of 8, I'd win $100. Well, that wouldn't really be winning $100 because the play cost me $100. So that'd be yeah.
So you get all 8, yeah. You get $7,000.
Yes, if I get all 8, okay. I'd win $7,000. Matt and Anderson, Matt. How are you, Matt?
Whoa. How you doing, man?
Good, Matt. Welcome back.
Well, why are you bringing up underdog? I'm going to tell you what I did. Okay. I put a few dollars on Virginia to win straight up tonight.
Wow.
Against Florida State.
Okay.
No point, straight up.
Okay.
You want me to tell you what my theory is, Walt? Then I want to hear what you think about it, and I'll get off the air. I just want to make sure I ain't messed up.
Go ahead.
My theory, and I know the people listening to your radio station is going to laugh when I say this, but hear me out before you laugh. Florida State has not been tested yet, man. Ha, ha, ha. They played Alabama week 1, right?
Yeah.
Dude, Alabama don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
Alabama is not Alabama that everybody remembers from yesterday.
No,
this is
from
a completely different Alabama team. It's why Nick Saban ran and ran fast.
Yeah, these are all things I've talked about. Yeah. So
let me tell you something about Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama is going to lose to Georgia this week, and then they're going to lose straight up to Vanderbilt next week. I'm telling you, I'm calling it now.
That wouldn't shock me.
Anyway, Walt,
yeah, that wouldn't shock me at all.
Florida State has not been tested yet, and I feel like tonight's their first real test. And, Walt, I've seen them win 3 games last year. I don't see them passing the test. I got Virginia straight up tonight.
Wow. All right, Matt. We'll see.
I'd like to hear what you say. Think about it, and I'll get off there.
All right, Matt. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Well, we're going to get to that game because that game is in our contest. Correct, Ramona? Yes? Florida State and Virginia?
Yes? I think so, yes.
Okay. Well, you have the contest games, right?
Yes.
And the results, because we got to get to that because we're already running out of time. Let's get to those. Let's do that. Let's get to that now.
Yeah, Florida State.
I want to get to all of it. I want to get to everyone's picks. So you have all that stuff. You have everyone's picks and yes. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have a what?
I don't have a breakdown, but I have the rest of it.
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
The thing at the end that says, this many people took FSU.
There's not a total?
No.
Do you have everyone's individual picks?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll do the math ourselves. How about that? I know your math isn't your favorite subject, but all right, let's get going on it. And the first game is what then? Florida State and Virginia?
Yeah, Florida State's a 6.5-point favorite.
And you did what and why?
I took Virginia.
And is it 2 ways to win? Simple as 2 ways to win?
It's the last two ways to win on a lot of these this week.
Okay. So so 2 ways to win.
2 ways to win on this one.
I took Florida State. So this is the answer. This is my answer, Matt. I don't disagree. I mean, I've been the one making the anti-Alabama argument forever, all of last year and the start of this year. I do think that Simpson has given them an ingredient that I didn't know they would have. I do not think Alabama's a good football team. I think Simpson is good, and maybe even way better than I expected. I mean, the player that I'm seeing is the player I saw way back in high school, the player that Clemson recruited over Cade Klubnik. And that's the guy that we're actually seeing right now. So, you know, I have questions. You know, in my poll, in my vote for the poll, I put Florida State 4. Again, there's not much to go off of with any of these teams as yet, with the exception of Miami, who's won 3 games against real teams. I did think Florida State looked really impressive against Alabama. It's a game they won by 2 touchdowns. I think they looked like they had a lot of answers. I was really impressed with both coordinators. I thought both coordinators did a terrific job. I thought Malzahn had Alabama's A's on fire. I mean, I thought he had them completely off balance and bamboozled all night. And Castellanos looked like a perfect fit with Gus Malzahn. He was oil and water with Bill O'Brien up at Boston College. He knew it. He knew he had to get out of there. And he clearly thought he was a better fit at Florida State with Malzahn, who's a guy who once, you know, had him. So I think that when you look at that situation, I think Florida State has a nice fit and a chemistry offensively. I do acknowledge, and I've said this, that no one had any film on Malzahn in the combo of Malzahn and Castellanos. Therefore, they do now. And so Virginia has an advantage that Alabama did not have. I think that helps their case in Charlottesville. I also think that the fact that Virginia has a legitimate running game in addition to Morris. I mean, people talk about Morris, but Virginia is running the ball really effectively. Alabama had no run game whatsoever, and we told you this. That was one of my major concerns with Alabama before the year. They had lost all their running game except for Jam Miller, and Jam Miller was hurt. So when Alabama played when Florida State played Alabama, Alabama literally could not run the ball at all. Well, that's a big advantage for Florida State. Virginia can run the ball. They complement Morris's passing and his legs with the ability to hand the ball to tailback and run the football. So I think they're doubly dangerous in that regard. And if Matt turns out to be right, that's going to be the reason why. The two reasons why will be that Virginia had film on what Florida State does, and the fact that Virginia runs the ball much more effectively than Alabama did at the same stage. Those will be the reasons if Matt turns out to be right. I don't think that's unthinkable. It's not what I went with. When I watch Virginia on film, my concern is actually the other side of the ball. I think offensively Virginia is really dynamic, and I don't know that we fully know what Florida State is defensively, but I think at this point in the year they look better to me than Virginia does on defense. I think that's the distinction. And what I mean by that in this conversation is I have seen Virginia struggle with mobile quarterbacks, and I am concerned about their ability to handle Castellanos, hence why I went over that number. So I think Florida State wins this game. I think it's an offensive type of football game. I think it's like 34-24, something of that sort. I think it's in that range. I think Florida State wins and covers in our contest. Walt Tiptula, Red Rage, quick break.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our 2 Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters.
Go Tigers!
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family.
Mom, look, I got an A.
Ingles. All the ingredients for family.
Part A, Part B, Supplement, Advantage, Part D. It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street. Fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low. Ace Plumbing's the name everybody.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a Groomsman Party Pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a Gentleman's Choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Oh, serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Tapatone, Summer Classics, Hanamet, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Diptula Road Rage. We are back. Ramona, you noticed the color of my arms? Didn't you notice that?
Yeah.
I had people comment on that little video. I did because they my
arms. Really?
Yeah, because, well, no, because they were wondering what what happened to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So it's nice. Nothing. I lost a, well, I lost and won a battle with the 300-pound appliance that I moved myself 400 feet and then up a flight of, upstairs. So I lost
because
I have to take this medicine. That's like a.
Got it upstairs.
Well, yeah, I have to take this medicine. It's like a blood thinner thing, and so like you can, you know, that's what happened. So yeah, I apparently I must have been slamming into this thing.
Probably when you're into doing something like that.
Oh, I was. No, trust me. Yeah.
When you're trying to move a piece of furniture or do something like that, especially if it's giving you a problem.
Well,
you don't know if you're bruised up or banged up to sometimes the next day, and you go, How did I get that?
And it was you know, 300 pounds and awkward, which is another problem. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team Upstate families count on every single time. They handle everything: repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating too, from furnaces to thermostats. Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Awesome. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just a quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Incredible. And exactly what's needed. And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliable. And you need that more than anything else. You cannot be in the middle of winter with no heat. You can't be in the middle of summer with no air conditioning. That's just the way it is. Ace will be there for you. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities. Look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value. So take advantage of that and get your system checked out for free right now. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. You will 100% thank me later. You know, I've thought about those ductless mini splits, Ramona. I need to investigate that a little more. Look, I'm still good with the one my existing heat pump now, but I don't know. The next time around, I might do something different. I might investigate those ductless mini splits. We'll see. All right, but I know where I'll go. lots to get to. You can get in 654-7627. You know, Ramona, I've almost had it with this Ryder Cup stuff. It feels like they're jerking our chain every year. I've about had it. Every year, every year we want to buy in. Every year we get the same results, and it only takes like 5 minutes, and we know we've lost. You know, I don't know.
I don't even want to go to the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm like
the rest.
I mean, we're embarrassing. You know, I thought that Bradley would bring a different attitude. He should have chose himself. We know that now. All right, Ramona, let's get to the you pick 'em games. So we played one game, and we already have a difference. So I say, what was the breakdown on Florida State and Virginia?
1, 2, 3 Virginias, Mickey, Kwok, and me.
Wow, just three, huh?
Yes.
With 6.5 points, only three. Everybody bamboozled a little by Florida State, I think. I'm not nearly that confident. Like for example, I would never play this game. I would never give this game out. So I'm a little surprised at 9-3. 9-3 is not a result we should ever have. We should never have a 9-3, a 10-2, 11-1, 12-0. That should never happen. These games are already designed to be balanced. So most of our results should always be in that 6-6 range. That's what they should come out. But sadly, they don't. When they don't, it's usually the other side that wins. So I guess we'll see. So you're on Virginia and Mickey and one other person who I don't remember who it was. Three people taking Virginia. That surprises me. Playing at home with a running game. We'll find out more about Florida State in a few hours, whether they're legitimate. We're going to have a feel for Florida State tonight, one way or another. This is the next big step in the evolution of Florida State and in our analysis of Florida State. You know, like I said, I think either this weekend's either going to prove that Florida State belongs. Well, tonight's either going to prove that Florida State belongs or that they don't belong and that the game one was sort of fraudulent and they're still, you know, mid. We'll see. Billy in Myrtle Beach. Billy. All those things you told me about Clemson football, they all went wrong, Billy.
Hey, that's what I'm calling to talk about. You're all over it about a lot of ideas that you're coming up with and theories. First, I was telling, I meant to call in yesterday, and I was talking to Ramona off the air, and it was funny. I was like, just real quick, I was like, Ramona, I'm glad we're getting some rain, some much-needed rain, because, see, our in Hartsville, we've got a family farm.
Oh, okay.
Like
yeah.
355. It's a family farm. Wow. And we just, my dad's a, you know, retired farmer, and he's farmed thousands and thousands of acres.
Awesome.
And he's just retired now. And then Ramona goes, you farm in Myrtle Beach? I thought there's nothing but sand. No. I was like, no, Ramona, no. I was like, when you go inland, that's when it becomes, you know, you have your normal crops, your soybeans and corn and, you know, all that good stuff, cotton and everything. Cotton's a late crop. But anyway, we need to rain. Thank God there's some rain coming in. Everybody hopefully just stays safe. But, hey, Walt, let me pose something, and I think you kind of hit on and agree with it as well. I mean, let's just go ahead and cut to the chase. It's basically a semi-pro football league now. It's set up like that. It's just more or less structured like that because I think Clemson and I think Coach Sweeney will fit it. I really do. I mean, I would still focus on high school recruiting, but I'm just using some easy numbers. If you've got $20 million in revenue and Clemson makes no bones about it, they spend a lot of money on football, which rightfully so, it brings in a lot of revenue. So,
By the way, Billy, that's the biggest reason you have to hit the portal harder. That's the biggest reason right there. It's that you rely on football to be really good now.
You absolutely do. And, Walt, you said something one time that stuck with me. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I wouldn't mind if they hit 20-25 if it's needed positions. If it's filling in positions, I would not, you know, build – if you want to build it, with Coach Luke through the line of scrimmage like Chris DeVos done it, and you want to then go after and spend, you know, I'm just using an example like I did with Kwok and Ben, you know, you've got a projected second-rounder dog wide receiver at Memphis, and, you know, let one of the guys that you retain, let his – and I don't want to say what I really want to say, but let him walk. And give him money, and fill that spot. Say he's a dog. Say he's a defensive end. He's just an absolute dog. He's projected with a second-round grade. Wouldn't you rather have somebody like that than project in the first-round grade that's just half A in it? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and then, you know, hit some receivers. You know, and I don't know what the going rate is. I know that I read something. There's 300 Division I players that every quarter gets around $500,000-plus deposited every quarter. My whole point is, and I'm not going to digress and get into all that, like you said, go after, and if you have to, you know, buy a quarterback on the market, I mean, have a war room within the staff that just specifically analyzes transfer portal talent, and then have your guys to keep the relationship built with the high school coaches.
You could just ask us. We'll give them the answers right here. Just ask us. Ask Road Rage. We'll give you the answers right there. But
absolutely. But, I mean, you do a fantastic job analyzing, Walt.
I think that change is going to take place. I really do, because I think Dabo Swinney, when reflects on all this, is going to look at the fact that the outsiders did not hurt his culture, and that the insiders may have, and therefore there's no reason to protect them anymore.
And the money's there. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going inside and saying who's at. The money's there.
Well, again, I'm not asking Clemson to become a whole mess. What I'm asking Clemson to do, and what I think has to be done, is you have to become, you know, Ohio State-like, Georgia-like. I mean, these teams are all, regardless of the level of their recruiting, they're all adding like 8 guys a year. They're all adding about that number of guys. So that's like the target number in my mind for Clemson. It's that number, at least as the next step. I think it's that number.
Would you have a problem with them taking 20? Or would you raise your eyebrows and go, whoa?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't want to be Ole Miss. I think Clemson is has a better base than that. I don't think Clemson needs 20, but I think Clemson might need 8 because, again, if you're in a neighborhood, Billy, I used this example before, but if Team A and Team B are relatively equal in ability, relatively equal in finance, etc., and Team A adds 8 transfer portal players and Team B adds 3, well, if A plays B, A is going to win because they added 8 transfer portal players.
I agree 100%.
It's simplistic, but I think it's basically true because it's another pool of talent that if you ignore it and your competitors don't ignore it, then they're going to get a leg up on you.
Yes, exactly. I know you're about at the top of the hour. I agree 110% with what you're saying. There's so many good games, Walt. And
what a weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I'll just throw one at you, and that's it. You're up. Georgia covers 2.5. It's not – Saban's not walking that sideline anymore. Kirby Smart with Saban's beaten child, and I'm telling you right now, Kirby Smart's got – he's got something to prove there, especially on defense last year when Bama jumped all over him. But I just like that. There's a lot more, but you're up against the break, and always good talking to you.
Same here,
weekend.
Billy. Good talking to you. Thank you, Billy. Good.
All right.
Thanks for getting in. Yeah, well, we're going to get to that game. We'll get to it in a little bit. I'm not overwhelmingly confident about that game, in part because I'm not – first of all, I don't like Alabama's team. All right? I like Simpson. And I think the wide receivers are pretty good. But I'm not in love with that football team. I think that football team still has significant issues. And I'll tell you right now, you know, I know as Kwok was talking about what happens if they win, could they go on to – if they, what happens if they lose? Because I think if they lose, they're a 6-6 team. That's what I think. I think they're done. And I think DeBoer is done. I think it's almost a must-win for Kalen DeBoer. I really do. In a way, it's a must-win for Kirby. Because I don't think Georgia can afford to lose this another game to Alabama, especially with this one being in Athens. I don't think either team can afford to lose this game. I really don't. I think it's in a way a sort of loser leaves town game. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll talk about it.
WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile 1- and 2-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Plyler Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your